Good morning. It's January 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Bad Decisions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3, 5-6, NIV. We've all made bad decisions, and some of us very bad. Maybe you got behind the wheel after too many drinks, or felt so much pressure to pass that you cheated on that test, or just knew this person was the one for you and cheated on your spouse or partner. You may have cheated on your taxes, lied about being sick, left a store without paying for something, decided the speed limit didn't apply to you, or just set off on a hike in a canyon by yourself with no phone signal when you knew a storm was coming. Sometimes we just feel like there's no other option, and sometimes we just don't consider the potential consequences at all. The Bible is full of stories about people who made really, really bad decisions, starting with Adam, Eve, the serpent, and the apple. Abraham lied and said Sarah was his sister. Lot's daughters decided sleeping with their own father was their only choice. Jonah went exactly the wrong direction. Moses doubted that God could bring water out of the rock. Saul decided to have David killed. And David decided sleeping with another man's wife and having him killed was a really good plan. Solomon made the decision to marry women who worshipped foreign idols. And then 19 out of 19 kings of Israel and 12 out of 20 kings of Judah did what was wrong in the Lord's sight. Even Peter denied that he knew Christ 3 times in a row. Why do good people make really bad decisions, just like bad people do? The simple answer is, we're all human. Ever since the fall, man has been prone to sin, good at rationalizing it, but condemned to death as the ultimate consequence. Lot's daughters were living in a cave out in the wilderness with only their aged father. If he died, they were lost and condemned to death as well. They felt like being impregnated by their father, their only choice to keep the family alive, or at least so they rationalized. Really? Why didn't they just go back to Abraham? Why don't we just study harder for the next test? Save money for our taxes? Make an effort to remember why we fell in love with our spouse in the first place? We Christians believe that only by the grace of God, through faith in Christ, can we avoid the punishment of sin that is death. But while not all bad decisions are sinful, there is a way to avoid them, or at least diminish the frequency of them. In every one of the biblical examples above, the person making the bad decision failed to do one thing. They never trusted or consulted God. God's people were created by Him to be in relationship with Him and dependence on Him. Our natural tendency ever since reaching the age of 2 is to do it by ourselves. But the right way to avoid wrong decisions is to bring them to the Lord in prayer, search the Word of God, and consult other believers. This is why fellowship through a community of believers is critical. This is why regular study of the Word is critical. This is why prayer is critical. Growth in each of these areas will lead to decisions that bring us peace and joy. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1, 5, NIV. Heavenly Father, let your Spirit awaken us every day with resolve to pause and ask your direction in prayer at each of the decisions we make daily. Help us make the time to study your word regularly and to do life with others who are like-minded. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.